Hi, my name is James Shepherd, and today I'm going to talk to you about how to sell merchant services to retail specialty shops. When we're talking about retail specialty shops, this is like a huge range, okay? This is your mom and pop clothing specialty store, your hobby, they sell hobby things, remote control airplanes and things like that. And really, I would even kind of include into this things like Chinese restaurants, which I know you might think, well, that's totally different. And it is, and I'll talk more about other, things like that later. But, these specialty stores that specialize in things, they're not really, really big. I'm not talking about like a mega store. We'll talk about that in another video, but I'm talking about the small retail shop. How do you sell a small retail shop? Well, from a payment processing perspective, this is kind of a no-brainer, and this is probably going to be my like shortest video on how to sell these things. So there's literally no challenge in terms of like you walk in, they're there, they're probably not busy. It's a bad thing because that means they're probably going to go out of business at some point, but they're not busy right now because everybody's shopping on Amazon, so they're kind of in trouble. And so they're not super busy. You can walk in, you can talk to them. They hate their current credit card processor, always. They're paying way too much in fees, always. It's kind of a no-brainer. The problem with these isn't getting the sale. The problem is getting the sale in a way that makes profitable sense. And that's just unfortunate. So this is why a lot of merchant services reps have started to really just kind of avoid the retail places. I think that's a mistake. My philosophy on selling these small retail places is that I actually don't mind not making a ton of money off of them because I know I'm going to get good referrals if I take really good care of them. So there's a couple things I would highly recommend on selling these retail stores. Number one, flat rate pricing, something along those lines is just a must. A huge chunk of them that I've seen, they've started to go over to Square. The reason they've gone to Square is because everybody comes in and selling them different things on the payment processing. And end of the day, they're always paying 3% or more in payment processing. Square, 2.75% flat, they love that. Come in with 2.7% and they'll probably switch, okay? Unless they've got a Square point of sale system, a Square register that they're using, and then obviously it's a little bit more tricky to get them to move over. But talk to your processor about what kind of swipers you have. A lot of them are just using their phone now to swipe and take payments that way. So there's different things like that you can talk to them about, but again, mainly it's the flat rate pricing. There's really not much else for me to tell you on that. And again, they're not super difficult to get them interested and sell them. It's just a matter of they're not going to be very profitable. So how do you actually leverage these sales? Well, what you do is, first of all, you sell them, make them happy just like everybody else, save them a little bit of money, show them what you can do for them, talk about local supporting the local businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Again, there's not going to usually be a ton of savings, may not be $100 a month, it may be $15 a month, So you got to pitch that of, look, this is going to be a long-term relationship. Over the next 3 years, I'm going to be basically writing you a check for $500. So, if I came in here, Mr. Jones, and offered, I use this line all the time. If I came in here, Mr. Jones, and said, hey, once every 3 years, I want to walk in and write you a check for $500. Would you accept it? They're going to be like, well, yeah, well, that's basically what I'm talking about here because it's the same thing you have now. It's payment processing. It's flat rate. Everything's the same you have now. The only difference is it's going to save you $500 every 3 years. So, it's obviously a no-brainer decision. Let's start that relationship. The other thing I will tell you about the retail thing is these retail shops, they are like the perfect one to pitch additional services to later. What they really need is marketing. They need online ordering. They need e-commerce. They need things like that. Also, there's some of these places like ShopKeep, Shopify, some of these other ones where if your processor has different things like that for like online ordering, setting up a little like kind of online portal store, that stuff they really like is really cool. Facebook marketing is a big deal. So the retail shops are ones that have a lot of other stuff. If you want to sell a merchant services, don't spend a ton of time because whether they say yes or no, either way, you're probably not going to make very much money. Your processor might not give you a bonus because they only processed, $3,400 last month. So you may not get a big bonus out of that, or you're definitely not going to get big residuals out of it, or you might get a true up on the profit or something crazy. So don't spend a ton of time on them, but get them, make them really happy, then go back to them and ask them for referrals and say, hey, look, as you know, I'm not making very much money in the account. Just be honest with them, and tell them. I tell them, I say, look, I looked at my, last month I made $11 off your account. I don't make very much money off this account because I gave you a really, really good price. I wanted to build a long-term relationship. What I'd like to know is I'd like to get some networking from you. Who do you know in the area that I could go to and talk to that maybe would be interested in saving money as well? Now, what I find is the retail store owners, they're like the bedrock of the community, and so everybody knows them, so they're really, really good referral bases. So that's the main reason I sell retail stores. So my name is James Shepherd. Hopefully these tips were a help to you on selling these small retail shops. Hope you have an awesome day.